All right, guys, before we start our next podcast, I just want to let you guys know that Rich Humes is a cheater. I thought we had something special, something that only he and I shared, sacred even. But the other night, I was kicked out of my own bedroom, okay? My own bedroom, for him to record a podcast with someone else. He even used our podcast equipment. I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to look him in the eye after what he's done, but I felt it was only fair to let you guys know what type of person he really is.
I don't think that's fair, Carolyn. I did this for us.
Listen, this isn't about you. This is about me and you cheating on me. And what do you have to say for yourself?
I thought our podcast relationship was somewhat polyamorous.
No, that has to be agreed upon beforehand. You can't just be like, it's probably fine.
But did you really want to talk about the Justice League?
This is not about that, okay? You agreed, made an agreement with someone else.
Yes.
To do a podcast in our sacred podcast place.
I understand.
I'm so ashamed.
But Chad and Eddie from 412 Sports Talk fulfilled a need that you just weren't fulfilling.
Wow. Wow.
You don't like superhero movies? And you don't like the Justice League. I look at it as...
And you make me do that every week.
You've already sacrificed enough. So I'm the good guy here. I was doing you a favor.
We'll let the listeners decide.
Yes. You can check out my appearance on 412 Sports Talk, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts can be found, or... If you want to fall in love with a man, you can watch on the 412 Sports Talk YouTube channel.
My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Friends, welcome to Why Bloody Valentine. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
And we just watched probably the best movie ever made, Ghostbusters.
You have your sermon ready?
I am so happy.
I'm going to be quiet on this one, guys, because he's got a lot of notes.
I have a lot of notes, but it doesn't mean everything that I wrote down is going to be in this podcast. I told Carolyn I would try to keep it under an hour, and I truly plan on doing that. All right, so this was originally written by Dan Aykroyd, a.k.a. Ray Stantz from Ghostbusters, and it was going to be called Ghost Smashers,
which
is far shittier.
Yeah.
The movie, it was like a far different movie, what he had in mind. It was written by Aykroyd, and it called for him and John Belushi to be like time-traveling ghost hunters.
Ew.
Yeah. Thankfully, he pitched it to Ivan Reitman, who's the director of this movie. And Reitman was like, yeah, but also, fuck that movie. Mm-hmm. And he got Harold Ramis, a.k.a. Egon, rest in peace, mm-hmm. to help him rewrite the script. And they created a pop culture icon. It's true Americana and my favorite movie.
I thought it was like your fifth favorite movie.
It's in my five favorite movies.
Okay. You don't have to name them all. You did it last time.
I know. I just want, like, I have five favorite movies and they can all be number one at any given time.
Oh, okay.
So that's this.
Like Avery's best friend.
Right. But this is probably my favorite.
Okay.
Like for probably.
For probably.
But you always, always, always have to rein in Dan Aykroyd because he's out of his fucking mind. Like, he's a lunatic person. Like, in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a bad lunatic. He's a good lunatic. But when you let him run wild, he makes the movie nothing but trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And that is his only movie as a director. And you can fucking see why. Have you ever seen that with Chevy Chase?
Say what?
Nothing But Trouble.
Oh, no. I thought that that was just your words. I didn't realize you were telling me.
Oh, no. It is a fucking roller coaster ride of a movie. We'll watch it. You will fucking hate it, though.
And then we don't have to watch it.
It's something
you have to... I won't remember it 3 days later anyways. What is the point?
John Candy in drag.
I don't even know who that is.
You know who John Candy is?
No.
The Polka King from Home Alone? Uncle Buck?
Ugh.
Yeah, in drag.
I don't want to say that.
Rest in peace, John Candy. Anyway, we watch this movie on DVD, not even a Blu-ray of this movie. We watch this from our own personal collection, which includes Ghostbusters 2 and a book.
Your personal collection.
Our personal collection. What's mine is yours.
Even Ghostbusters?
If I die, you get it all.
But if we separate, that's your fucking Ghostbusters.
Yeah, probably. How about the title screen from this collection? It is the biggest piece of Microsoft Paint, Microsoft Word clip art piece of shit I've ever seen.
It looked like one of the angry video game nerds, like...
The title cards, maybe.
Things that he was doing.
It was so fucking bad.
Like you're about to play the video game.
So do you think we should go over the cast, or should I just name them quick?
Just do it.
Okay. We got Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Rick Moranis, Sigourney Weaver. Fucking iconic cast.
Iconic.
So there's a million reasons I think this is the greatest movie ever made.
And you wrote them all down.
There's one main reason, though, that I think this. Because if you watch this movie at different times in your life, this is a different movie. If you're a kid watching this movie, this is a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
The librarian is scary.
Right. You paused it when our kid came in to pee.
Yes, because I figured that was the scariest part of the movie, and I didn't want him to see that part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our littlest boy. He's easily scared.
Yes.
Any of the other ones, I probably would have let it go.
He's scared of Shrek.
Yeah. So, but in between when you meet the librarian and when they go, get her, that scene,
mm-hmm.
you get... This scene with Bill Murray where he's shocking a guy when he gets him right. And he's not shocking the girl, even though she gets him wrong every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Just in this transparent attempt to fuck this girl.
Mm-hmm.
As a teenager, you're like, yeah, you get it then. I didn't get that as a kid, though. I didn't know why he was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the best joke in this movie, when I saw it as a kid, I was oblivious to it. Do you know what it is?
No.
The Keymaster and the Gatekeeper.
Okay.
Do you get the joke?
Got it now.
Yeah. The Keymaster and the Gatekeeper thing meant nothing to me as a child.
It meant nothing to me as an adult.
When I was a teenager, though, I was like, damn, Louis Tully's going to get the fuck Dana. Because the key is his penis and the lock is her vagina.
I got it. I got it.
And then when you're an adult, you get... This cynical, anti-bureaucratic disdain for, like, red tape, government regulators, and this crushing debt that the middle class has to go in just to follow their dreams or start a business.
Everyone has three mortgages.
Everyone has three mortgages these days. That is in my notes, see? You could have been taking my notes. That appeals to everyone as an adult. You've never worked in the private sector. They expect results. This movie is pretty anti-government.
Mm-hmm. Which is right up your alley.
Low-key anarchist movie. So while I'm rambling on, one quick connection to one of my other top five movies, They Live. Those meters that they were using in the movies to measure the ghost activity,
mm-hmm.
They Live had such a low budget that they just fucking painted those things up. I think they painted them. They might have just used them like that. And that's what they used in that movie, too. The exact same props.
Nice.
All right. So, we can get into the movie.
I'm ready.
Egon thinks they can catch Ghost. This is probably my biggest problem with the movie entirely. Like, I don't have any... There's two problems I have with this movie. We'll get into both of them.
Okay.
This one. He's going to catch the ghost and keep him forever. Do you think... The ghosts have constitutional rights. Some of them were American citizens, and I think putting them in jail forever would violate those rights.
I don't believe in ghosts.
We have to, in the world of this movie, if ghosts were real, would the Constitution apply to them?
No, they're dead.
Okay. I think I agree, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
There should be some due process for ghosts, probably.
Ghost court?
Yeah, something. A jury of their peers. Would a jury of their peers be all ghosts on the jury? Because humans aren't their peers.
Then they'd let them all out.
Well, that assumes ghosts have no sense of fairness. Like, that they just stick up for other ghosts. Ghosts
Which
might...
Which is why they don't need court. Just lock them up. They don't have souls anymore.
That's not very liberal of you.
You're the liberal one.
So are you.
Agree to disagree. Move on.
Are you trying to argue that you are a conservative woman?
No, I'm talking about... No! No! Agree to disagree on the ghost topic of whether they should all be locked up.
I thought you meant agree to disagree on you being a liberal or not.
No.
You are hardcore leftist.
Yeah, I wasn't debating. I wasn't disagreeing with that.
Okay. So, we're currently looking for houses right now. If anybody has any tips, WBV Rich and Twitter, get on me. Got any good deals? But I feel like you would be Egon while we're looking for houses, talking about all the pertinent structural problems with the home and the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I would be Ray, who wants to buy the home because it has a sweet pole.
Yeah. You are the glass half full and I'm the glass half empty.
Yes.
In all things in life.
I would love to have a firehouse pole, though, to go downstairs with. That'd be awesome.
I'd learn to dance on it.
I was going
to
say, it would be an efficient means of transportation. And you could use it for sexy time.
I would. Think of the core muscles.
We can get a stripper pole in our bedroom.
Not in this house. The plaster walls and the plaster ceiling and now they fall down on me. No.
Yeah, that could be a disaster. But
we need a better structured home.
We could record all of that and TikTok it the one time it does fall. That would go viral and drive people to the podcast.
That's rude.
What's rude?
That you would want to gain on my demise.
You wouldn't die.
I might.
You would be embarrassed. But we have to drive...
You're rude.
...people to the podcast.
Move along.
All right. So I think we're at, like, the part where the eggs are cooking on the counter, and they did some nice foreshadowing with a bag of Stay Puft marshmallows right there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But if you saw a hellhound and what would probably seem to you hell, would you ever return to your apartment?
No.
Never.
If I saw a snake, I'd never return. So yeah, if seeing all that, no, I'm done.
It was a really nice apartment. A corner penthouse in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
So the fucking orchestra must be paying very well.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the firehouse. That firehouse still exists. In New York City.
Yeah.
And it's like one of my biggest disappointments that I've never gone to it.
Let's go.
Like, okay.
I've never been to New York City at all.
Yeah, like I've been in New York City a bunch, even like outside of work, just as a tourist. And my parents, who know how much I like the fucking Ghostbusters, never took me to that damn firehouse. They're like, hey, let's go on this fucking submarine.
Yeah, they're assholes too. I'm sorry.
Does anybody ever think of me?
I think of you. That's why I picked this movie for you.
You picked this movie for you.
I picked it for you.
So, Peter Venkman. Is he a major creep?
Which one's Peter?
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Big creep?
Yeah.
Is he so creepy that he's not super cool, though? Because I still think he's pretty cool.
I don't think he's cool.
You don't think he's cool?
No.
That's the bedroom, but nothing ever happened in there. What a crime. Mm-hmm. That was... the line of the movie for you, wasn't it?
No.
You laughed at it.
Yeah.
So what was the line of the movie for you? Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
No. I don't know. I don't have a favorite line of this movie.
Did you like the movie?
It was fun. I mean, I love it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Tread lightly, dear. First customer is a hotel. Well, second customer, technically.
Uh-huh.
Everybody completely disregarding the no smoking signs.
Yeah, they also asked them to be discreet.
Yeah, they were not discreet. We got to meet Slimer.
Mm-hmm.
And how good did Slimer look?
Compared to what?
Ghosts and other movies. Monsters.
Rich, we watched Supernatural.
Yeah, and Slimer looked just as good as the shit on that show.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
That's one of the reasons the movie holds up so well.
Okay.
And that's why I think it kicks the shit out of that female Ghostbusters movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was more subtle, the effects. Whereas that was over the top and kind of silly. Everything in this movie was kind of subtle.
I remember Slimer more in the cartoons.
Yes.
He was cool.
Yeah, he was cool in the cartoons. He's like their buddy in the cartoons. He's kind of their buddy in the second one, too, isn't he? He's not really their buddy, but he's not as much an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He strives to bus, I think.
He loves to eat.
Yeah, he does love to eat.
Just goes straight through him.
Which, they stuck with it in the cartoons.
Yep.
Did you know... Okay, let me see if I get this right.
I wish that happened to me. We could just eat all the snacks.
Bill Murray played Garfield in the Garfield movie.
Yeah.
And the guy that played Garfield in the cartoons voiced Bill Murray in the Ghostbusters cartoon.
I did not know that.
Are you impressed?
Yeah, that's
I'm strange. Pretty sure that's the way it went. I honestly, like, for as much as I like Bill Murray in this movie, I think Egon is low-key the funniest guy in the movie.
The tall one?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think so? Like,
I need to, like, have a picture of them and have their names written under it because it's really hard for me to tell who's who.
Like, the real nerdy one. Like, the one that collects mold, spores, and fungus.
Yeah, I said the tall one. I got it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His delivery when Ray says, don't look directly in the traps. And he goes, I looked in the trap, Ray.
Yeah.
He's like that the whole movie, and it's so fucking funny every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he was fixing the computers down there. And he didn't even realize he was in, like, a sexual position with the woman that wanted him.
Yeah, she wants him.
Yeah. And he's, like, down there.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go. He oblivious. Yep. Love it. Love him. And there's no nudity at all in this movie. The closest we get, I think, is Ray dreaming about having sex with ghosts.
Mm-hmm. There was some sexual innuendos.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. What do you think about having sex with ghosts? Is that, like, a good move or a bad move if ghosts were real?
We've talked about this before.
What's your opinion?
No.
You shouldn't have sex with ghosts.
No. It's like interspecies. It's like having sex with a dog.
I don't know about that. What if when you are dreaming about sex, you're actually having sex with a ghost?
Well, then you're being raped.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
They trick you, kind of.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not good. All right. At this point, Peter finally has a date with Dana. Well, he sets up a date with Dana.
Mm-hmm.
And we are introduced to Walter Peck, the most punchable face on the planet. That's the EPA guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Walter Peck is the stereotype for the villain in a movie that is not a villain. I don't think he's made to be the villain in this movie, but I don't really necessarily think he is. He's just doing his fucking job.
Yeah.
Venkman didn't have to be an asshole to him.
Right.
And.
But it was funny.
Well, yes, it was funny, but it didn't work out for the ghost. Well, I guess in the end it did. But it made life a lot harder for the Ghostbusters.
Right, you don't always got to be an asshole about it.
And they admitted that they were walking around with unlicensed nuclear reactors on mm-hmm. their backs.
Yes.
That is the EPA's business.
Right.
And who the fuck knows what the containment unit was spewing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Peck's an annoying dweeb doing his fucking job.
But it needed to be done.
Probably. I mean, maybe a little oversight for the fucking Ghostbusters isn't the worst thing. I mean, the whole fucking operation is funded on a triple mortgage.
Mm-hmm. They were making bank there for a while, though, so hopefully they paid that back.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean,
$3,000 a ghost?
Yeah. I think they charged that first place $5,000.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was 4,000 for labor and 1,000 for the containment.
Oh.
$5,000. Yep. Well, Dana Barrett goes home. She's getting undressed, sitting on the sofa, talking to mom. And then, boom, out come the arms.
The chair that eats people.
Should we watch Deathbed?
No, we've already seen that.
Did you watch that with me?
Yes.
Oh, it's so fucking bad.
It's not. Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't know who the arms were, but one of the arms, one of the hands, grabs onto her tit.
Yeah.
And holds on for dear life.
Yep.
Will not let go.
She's trying to move it.
She's trying to rip it off. He almost pulls her tit out of her shirt.
Uh-huh.
If that would have been like 90s clothing, because in 80s they were very layered. Mm-hmm. If that had just been a t-shirt, her titty would have came all the way out.
Yeah.
Because like you could, like I at first thought it was her tit, but it was just the shirt under her shirt.
Yeah.
Grabbing her boob. I bet that like hurt.
Yeah.
It looked painful and non-consensual.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an accident or what. And I said it holds up because of how good Slimer looks. Vin's Chlortho, not so much.
Who's that?
The dog that gets Louis Tully.
Oh, yeah.
The one that chases him out of the apartment building.
Yeah.
And I like stop motion stuff, but it really doesn't hold up.
Yeah, they look terrible.
And it looked really dated. So that is the only two problems I have with this movie. Those are it.
I'm sorry. I had a problem.
What was your problem?
What did they give her? The 300 cc's of Thorazine?
Oh, yes. This is one of your major problems in movies.
So I did a little calculation while we were sitting there, and 300 cc's of Thorazine is equal to 300,000 milligrams of Thorazine. And Thorazine is an antipsychotic medicine that they'll give you when you're, schizophrenic or seeing things, or if you're extremely, agitated or whatever. The usual daily dosage is 500 milligrams, and the maximum you can give an adult is 2,000 milligrams for an entire day. So they gave her 150 times the max dose for the entire day in one syringe, which that syringe would have to be huge too if it was 300 cc's.
And they're just never going to get that past you, right?
No.
The cc amounts. What was it? What fucking movie was it? You know what I think it was? Was it While You Were Sleeping where they gave him 1,000 cc's of something?
Yeah, but I don't think they said cc's. I think they said milliliters.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's why I couldn't find it.
Or maybe it was liters. I don't know.
No, I think it might have been milliliters because I went through my notes.
Yeah.
I was searching.
Did they give her an entire soda bottle?
I was searching for cc's through all my notes. And maybe that's why, because it wasn't cc's, it was milliliters.
Like, okay, so they filled up an entire soda bottle and gave it to him. Gotcha.
So that's never going to get past you, ever.
No. That bothers me.
Fucking right on it. Even if you're barely paying attention to the movie, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
I don't think it does much for Peter.
Even if it's right, I will still stop everything and check. Like, they need to know that shit. I mean, they do that with Grey's Anatomy. They check and double check, and they make sure that there's shit that they yell out is at least believable.
Yeah, what the fuck was I going to say?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it does anything to make Peter Venkman seem like less of a fucking creep that he just happens to have that much Thorazine.
Yeah.
Like, why is he going on a date with that much fucking Thorazine?
Right.
Like, I'm not saying Peter Venkman's going to date rape Dana Barrett, but it...
That's not a date rape drug, though. It's an antipsychotic.
Well, fucking put her down.
Yeah.
And she was possessed by a demon. Maybe that's why he gave her so much, because she was possessed.
Yeah. Maybe he started with a more accurate dose and she laughed at it.
It's still a lot of Thorazine just have on you.
Yeah.
It's funny how Zool turned her into this ultra intense sex fiend.
Yeah.
But it turned Vince Chlortho into, like, a cooler version of himself. Vince Chlortho is way more entertaining than Louis Tully.
Yeah, well, she was more entertaining, too. She was kind of stuck-up snob before.
Yeah, well, she plays in the orchestra.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, come on, that... I shouldn't judge you orchestra people.
And he's an accountant.
Yeah, and he's fucking acts like a goddamn accountant, too.
Yeah, well, then he turns into, like, the TikTok accountant.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking cool then. I like him then. So another part of this movie that really used to scare me, and biblical stuff just tends to scare me for some reason, I don't know why, is when they were driving around and Winston and Ray were reciting the Bible verses together to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That used to freak me the fuck out quite a bit. And then it pans to that shot of them just driving at like dusk in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, when I think of New York City, that shot where it's kind of seedy and dark is what I think about of New York City. That's like, if somebody tells me to picture New York City, it's that New York City.
Oh.
The New York City from that shot specifically and this movie in general.
Weird. Like, I see like the outside of TLC, that show. What?
TRL?
TRL, yeah. That's it.
With
Carson
Daly.
Carson Daly, yeah, that's what I see when I think of New York City. It's always that.
Yeah, I think of the rough, gritty, dirty, seedy, sketchy New York City that really doesn't exist anymore. It's not really like that anymore.
That's weird.
But even in the 90s when we would go there, like when I was a kid, it was still kind of like that. It was still kind of shitty, but it was starting to turn the corner. Like, we used to go to concerts there all the time. I'd be like 12, and people would be handing me little cards for the strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, the strippers, and they'd have, like, stars over their tits and stuff. Or they'd be handing me condoms. They would just be handing this shit out.
Oh, jeez.
But I don't think it's like that anymore. Like, there used to be peep shows and shit all over the place, and I think they kind of closed them all down, and now it's, like, boring. Starbucks, bullshit. Corporate scum, no character, hellhole.
Wow.
Times Square is a fucking Applebee's.
Tell me how you really feel.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry. We won't go then.
No, we can go.
We'll only go for you to see that building, and then we'll go home, okay?
No, there's plenty of tourist spots we can hit. You can go see the Statue of Liberty. We'll have to take a ferry.
You said you didn't want to do any of that touristy shit.
I'll do the touristy shit with you.
We'll go the week of my Fiber Festival. Hit that all the way back.
I don't think that Fiber Festival is anywhere near New York City.
There is one in New York.
Yeah, but New York's a big state. That's kind of like saying we're going to hit Philadelphia.
I didn't say it was going to be on the way. I said we'll do both.
Oh, just make a big road trip out of
for
it.
For the love of God. Oh, my God. Go.
Wow, you are very hostile tonight. For someone that gets to pick the next movie, you're awfully angry.
Shit.
Why are you shitting?
I forgot.
We don't have to pick it today. You have to pick it next week.
Oh, whew.
So Walter Peck is back with a court order, just like Venkman demanded. And you generally can't play hardball with the government. They'll fucking crush you.
Mm-hmm.
So now Egon, who has a brain, warns him it's a horrible idea to turn off the containment system. They had a fucking chance to cooperate a little bit, though. And Venkman was a complete asshole instead. But this is what happens when the federal government lets goofball fucking bureaucrats have too much power.
Mm-hmm.
Because the electrical guy didn't want to turn it off either.
Right.
And the cop was like, shut up, fucking pencil neck or whatever the hell he called him.
You do your job and I'll do mine.
Yeah, so nobody really respected this guy. But it ends up with the fucking Ghostbusters in jail for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And something monumental happened while they were in jail. I've seen this movie so many times, 100 times. I'm not exaggerating that I've seen this movie 100 times. Carolyn Humes pointed something out to me that I had never fucking seen in this movie.
Yes, I did. Blew your mind.
She said, when the officer comes to get the Ghostbusters out, she goes, is that Carl Winslow? I go, no. Like, the biggest dildo in the world. Like, no, what are you, a fucking moron that doesn't know anything, you stupid woman?
Yep, that's exactly the way you said, no.
And I looked it up, and goddammit, that is Reginald Bell Johnson, who has spent more time as a fucking police officer than some retired police officers.
Yeah.
He is the best police officer.
To be fair, though, after you said no, I immediately was like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, you did not fucking back down. Because I probably wouldn't have looked it up if you were like, oh, I must have just been wrong. No.
That was fucking Carl Winslow. I seen it.
Yeah, and you know fucking Carl Winslow when you see
him. I do.
He's been a cop in so much shit. This.
Yeah. He's in everything. Anything he plays, he's a cop.
Fucking Die Hard, he's the cop.
Yeah.
I love him. So Carl Winslow lets the Ghostbusters out and takes them to the mayor.
Yes, the mayor wants to see them.
Yes. And again, another awesome, cynical view of our political system. They finally convince the mayor to let them help.
Because he could save thousands of...
Millions
of registered voters.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah. And the priest is like, yeah.
Yep.
And it's so fucking right, too. These cocksuckers won't do anything unless it'll help their chances to get elected. None of them fucking scuzzballs.
Mm-hmm.
Except Bernie. I like Bernie.
You can see Bernie.
Yeah, you get to see Bernie when we're doing the podcast.
I feel the burn.
I have Bernie stickers on my laptop. Bernie sticker.
Yeah, one Bernie sticker.
Yes.
And then this guy eating his ice cream.
Well, that's Joe Biden eating an ice cream cone. And I didn't put that on there because I particularly like Joe Biden.
You like that he eats ice
cream. I like that he's eating ice cream cones. That's fucking weird. That is a weird sticker.
Well, the one of Bernie is in his mittens. One day I'm going to make them mittens.
Yeah. It says Chairman Bernie.
Yep.
It's a good sticker.
No, it says Chairman Sanders.
Chairman Sanders. Well, I can't see it. You get to see it more often than I do. I should take pictures of the stickers on my laptop, but I probably won't. I think there's a Creature from the Black Lagoon, and there's the Scream guy. It's a nice laptop.
Taking donations for stickers.
Yeah, if you send me a fucking sticker and it's not the worst sticker, like if it's not a swastika, I'll put that shit on my laptop. It's going on there, whatever it is. It could be a penis. It doesn't fucking matter. As long as it's not like a realistic penis. It has to be a cartoon penis. Because it's not as vulgar if it's like a cartoon penis than if it's a real penis. If you send me a fucking sticker of a penis with an eye patch on it.
All this penis talk reminds me, the conversation we had was not about fucking ghosts. It was about fucking aliens. I remember now.
Yes, that's different.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, that might be more like bestiality because ghosts were at least humans. Well, most of them. I don't know what the fuck Slimer was before he became whatever the fuck he is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the ghost Ray was fucking was a human apparition. So that's not as bad.
Sorry that I busted in there.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to get stickers from people for
free.
Sorry. Fucking pirate penis sticker. Eye patch on one ball. So they get free. They go to the fucking apartment building. Where they're treated like absolute rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
How I want to be treated when I do anything.
How you would have treated them if you were there.
Fuck yeah.
You love them.
Bet your ass I would. The ground swallows them up.
Yep.
And it was pretty impressive looking on there.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's a little less impressive looking when you're from Pennsylvania. Because all of our roads already look like
that
to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Ghostbusters. It might suck for that to happen in the middle of New York City. But that's our life here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. That's just going to Walmart.
Yeah. You could disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the grocery store. So it's a lot of walking up steps.
A lot.
There is an NES game for this movie. And the most tedious, impossible part of the game is walking up the steps. And they do it. That's like how many levels of stairs there are in that fucking game, too. And you can't do
it. I know. I've seen an angry video game nerd.
Yeah. I had that fucking game. You can't do it. You just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not, oh, this is really hard. I'm pretty sure it's fucking impossible to do it. That game is real bad. So if someone asks if you're a god, what do you say?
Yes.
Yes. You always say yes.
I always say yes.
Because worst case scenario, they find out you're not a god and they do what they would do to you if you said no.
Mm-hmm.
So always say yes. So they get to choose their destructor.
Yes.
Choose your destructor.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter says, if we think of J. Edgar Hoover, he'll come.
Right. He should have come then because
he thought of J. Edgar Hoover.
Right.
The only thing I could think of is he said that and Ray had already picked.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think so. That's a plot hole.
Yeah. Yeah, he should have.
J. Edgar, big ass J. Edgar Hoover in drag should have showed up.
Right.
Because J. Edgar
and
Hoover was cross-dresser.
You cannot clear your mind. You are always thinking of something.
Right. And Ray, like, flat out admitted that he thought of the most innocent thing he could,
mm-hmm.
which was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
And you know what? It should be super corny, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It should look stupid and awful and corny,
mm-hmm.
but it really doesn't.
No?
It's pretty fucking good.
It looked pretty good.
That's why this movie is top shelf for the 80s.
One thing I didn't like was when they were like looking at it from afar, it was way, way shorter than the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it suddenly was coming at them, and it was like the top of its head was level with them on the very tippy top of that building, and it wasn't that tall.
Well, he was climbing up it, like King
Kong.
Oh,
he was climbing it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was just standing there.
No, because he stepped on that church, and then he was climbing up it.
Oh, okay.
So
that's fine then.
Yeah.
Scratch that.
For it being an 80s comedy, this could have been really fucking silly and goofy and campy, but it wasn't. And they had this Stay Puft Marshmallow Man scene had no right being as good as it was for that time, because everything then was fucking zany and weird and off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole movie was really restrained in comparison to other comedies from back then. And that's why I think it's so good. Because it wasn't this fucking zany goofball fucking cocaine fest movie
right.
that everything was back then. So they cross the streams, which you're never supposed to do.
Yes. And not only did they cross two, they crossed all four of them.
Four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, well, they together. Reversed it and sent it to cross streams into that portal
mm-hmm.
and sent them back. Before they do that, though, Winston said, "This job is definitely not worth $11.5 a year." Okay?
Uh-huh.
Winston was making $11,500
a year
as a Ghostbuster.
Wow.
Adjusted for inflation, that's about $29,000 a year. If you assume a 40-hour work week, that is about $14 an hour right now to be a fucking starting pay for a Ghostbuster.
Wow.
That's why we need a fucking $15 minimum wage in this country, because that is far too hard of a job to only be getting paid $14 an hour.
Yeah.
You can work in a warehouse for more than that.
Mm-hmm.
That is bad. That is a bad starting wage. They're a fucking cheapskate.
You get slammed like that.
The Ghostbusters are awful bosses.
Yeah.
They pay him nothing. Janine can't get a fucking day off.
No. Nope.
She's quit better jobs than this.
Yes.
I don't know why she hasn't quit this job. So they could be better fucking bosses too.
Mm-hmm.
The most tragic part of this movie, though, Louis Tully doesn't remember shit.
Who?
Louis Tully, the accountant.
Oh.
He finally got the fuck Dana Barrett.
Yeah.
And he has no clue what happened.
No clue.
And she doesn't even either, so she can't even, like, tell him, nor would she.
Hey, is that his baby in the next one?
I don't think so, no. No, they explain.
A lot cooler it was.
It would have been a lot cooler. But no, because then Louis Tully couldn't babysit it in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
With Janine.
Yeah.
The sexy Janine. Who is no longer in the Egon, I guess. She's in the Louis Tully. And that's it. The boys saved the city. The movie was 170 minutes. I could have used another half hour of it, to be honest.
No.
Yes, I could have.
Rich, this was the perfect amount of movie.
Probably. It probably was.
You can't make them. You don't like them longer.
You're probably correct. So, budget, $30 million. How much did the movie make in the box office?
In the box office?
Yeah, just in theaters.
$200 million.
$295 million.
Wow.
Which is why they made a sequel, even though Bill Murray did not want to. He does not like the sequel at all.
I like the sequel.
You like the sequel more, don't you?
Yeah.
That's the one you quote all the time.
Yeah.
You gonna do it?
What?
You gonna do it?
Am I gonna do what?
What you've been saying for over a week now, for almost 2 weeks. What you've been saying every time I talk about Ghostbusters. Or every time you see a baby, too, actually.
When she tells him to put him down?
Yeah.
You're cute, your belly button sticks out too far, and you're a terrible burden on your poor mother.
Do you want to watch Ghostbusters 2 for the podcast?
The next movie's mine.
The next movie's yours, but do you want to watch Ghostbusters?
I don't know.
Because you weren't interested in watching Gremlins 2 for the podcast. You were downright hostile about it.
Yeah.
Would you like to watch Ghostbusters 2?
Don't call me hostile.
You were hostile.
Don't call me hostile or you will see me become hostile.
It's like
when you tell me to calm down.
I don't want to see you become hostile and I don't want you to calm down. Would you like to watch the second movie, though? Ghostbusters 2?
Maybe.
Maybe not next. But is it at least a sequel that we can...
Possibly.
Put on the list.
I'm bored with this one.
But you like the second one better. I can't believe you're bored with this movie. This movie...
I'm bored with this podcast.
This podcast?
Yes.
Why? Because I like the movie too much?
Yeah. There's no arguing. There's no jokes. There's no fun. I'm just like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's just suck the Ghostbusters dicks here. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. Cool.
The only Ghostbuster that got their dick sucked was Ray by that ghost. And I did say a joke. I forget what the joke was.
You're sucking their dicks on the podcast is what I'm saying here, babe.
Well, you could make fun of the movie, but you like the movie.
If I make fun of the movie, I feel like I'm making fun of you.
No, Carolyn, I can take a joke. I'm an adult.
No, not over this movie. You're not. You're very much a child.
Carolyn.
What?
I can take a joke.
Feels weird when you call me by my name.
Sorry. That's your name, and that's what everybody else knows you as on the podcast.
Most of them know me by the Woolly Bully.
Yes, the Woolly Bully is also your name. And you're not Woolly Bully in the night. You're just letting me ramble.
Mm-hmm. Yawning a few times.
Yeah, you are almost asleep. That is not good. That is not professional. You should have had my Monster Energy drink that is in the refrigerator.
No, I need to sleep tonight.
All right, so where do you put this movie?
Top.
It's the best one?
Yeah, well, what is the top right now? Freaking Monster Squad? Get the hell out of here. I mean, barely.
You fucking love this movie. That's why you're not making fun of it. It's your favorite fucking movie.
It's not my favorite movie.
Is this your favorite movie that we've watched total, not even the second round of your rankings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Busted makes you feel good.
But, Richard, I don't bust. You bust. I don't bust.
Whoa. Carolyn. This is an explicit podcast now. That's part of the song.
Oh my God, you said it.
That's part of the song. Busting makes me feel good. And you took it a different fucking way. So do you have your movie picked yet?
Yep.
I know you asked.
You said I didn't have to say
you
it.
You don't have to say it tonight. I know you asked three different people.
Yes. Two of them gave me an answer. And so then I gave the third one their two answers. And they chose the movie.
So I thought at first they all gave you a different answer.
No.
Oh. I misunderstood.
Yes.
Are you excited for your next movie?
Sure. You never seen it.
Well, then I know what it's not. Are you not picking that movie because you don't
want
me
to... I don't want to hear you sing.
You don't want me to hear... You don't want to hear me sing the entire song.
Sing. You will sing the song all night. Not even just for the podcast, but before and after and probably the next day. And even right now, you're thinking about singing it. So...
Carolyn.
It's on my list still, but no.
I added that song to my Spotify liked playlist. My liked songs on Spotify. So I could learn the whole entire song.
Oh my fucking God.
Yes, I've been practicing... for about 20 minutes a day in my truck while I'm at work.
You are such a weird human. Like, so fucking weird. I mean, I like weird. So it's a good thing. But boy, you are a weird dude.
I just want to sing good for you.
Well, that's not enough practice.
20 minutes. Hold on. How fucking dare you? You won't make fun of the Ghostbusters movie, but you'll directly make fun of me. Like, that is not more insulting. 20 minutes a day, 4 days a week.
You still won't sing it.
How
good.
Many minutes is that? I don't know how many minutes that is. That's over an hour a week. Hour and 20 minutes a week.
I love you.
You insulted me.
I don't like when you sing.
Oh, God. I want to sing it right now.
Don't.
I'm not ready.
I'm not stage ready.
I wasn't planning on singing today.
You do your warm-up vocals.
I did.
You're singing Lady Gaga.
I did technically sing today. I sang Bustin' makes Me Feel Good.
Yeah.
And you fucking turned it dirty.
I'm a 13-year-old boy deep down inside my brain.
All right. Well, I said I'd keep it under an hour. We're under an hour. Seriously, if you haven't seen... Somebody on Twitter fucking said that they haven't seen this movie. And they're an adult human being. Like, they're younger than me. But they're older than a toddler, so...
What a sad life.
They haven't seen the fucking movie.
I know. We should feel sorry for these kinds of people.
I'm outraged. They are not in the financial situation where they can't see this movie anytime. And they've had
You will Venmo decades $3 to
No, I will not. It. No, I will not. Because you deserve to have to pay to see this movie.
You did invite them over.
I invited everybody over.
Yeah.
But most of the people that listen to the podcast don't live within a reasonable drive of over. You get a pass for that, you son of a bitch. But you need to pay for it too. Don't you dare pirate this movie. You buy this movie.
Watch it.
Watch it. Then apologize to me.
Watch the second one because it's better.
Then watch the second. It's decidedly not better, but it's pretty good. It's better than it gets credit for. If Ghostbusters 1 is 5 out of 5 stars, Ghostbusters 2 is 4.5 out of 5. It's pretty fucking good. Viggo the Carpathian's in it. Viggo the Carpathian was my Twitter avatar for probably 10 years.
Wow.
Until I changed it to myself. So I love the second movie.
But it's not better.
No, but
you don't have any of these characters have your avatars for 20 years.
No, I don't. That's true. Viggo is a really good character. But, like I said, under an hour, sticking to it. I hope you enjoyed my rants on Ghostbusters. And seriously, it is the best fucking movie ever made.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
It's better than Schindler's List. It's better than Shawshank Redemption. It's better than...
Stop.
It's better than Now and Then.
Stop.
What else is it better than?
Turn this off!
It's better than Citizen Kane.
Stop!
Okay. I will stop.
Hurt my feelings.
So, until next week, I say goodbye.
Bye.